Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences we encounter in our lives and how to use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum. And this week, I want to talk about my holidays. I want to talk about my Thanksgiving, and I hope that you enjoyed your Thanksgiving and that you got to spend time with friends and family and take a minute to be grateful for whatever is good in your life, and to take a little bit of time to step away from everything and enjoy yourself a little bit. And that is certainly what I did. I got to take a little bit of time off, got to spend some time with friends and family, take a little bit of a vacation, and I had such a great time just relaxing and doing the things that I want to do, spend a little bit of time outdoors, spend a little bit of time looking around, just enjoying things, eating some good food, and enjoying some good company. And I found myself thinking, obviously you don't have any responsibility when you're on vacation, you don't really have that much to worry about, but why is it that it's so much fun? Why is it so relaxing, so fulfilling, so great when you get to take that time off? And as I was thinking about it, I started to realize it's because I'm doing the things that I want to do, and I'm not doing the things that somebody else is telling me to do. I'm not doing the things that I feel like I should do. I'm only doing the things that I want to do anyway. And I get this feeling inside of me that just is so different than when I'm just grinding it out, than when I'm just doing the day-to-day, when I'm doing the things that other people want me to do. And if I know that doing the things that I really want to do gives me that good of a feeling, that I can feel that relaxed and sleep that well at night and wake up the next day excited about what comes next and what we're going to do that day, and look at life through a different lens when I'm on vacation, then why shouldn't I pursue that exact same type of feeling? And no, I can't always be on vacation. And no, that's not a real possibility, but I can always be working on and pursuing and doing things that make me feel that same way. And why do they make me feel that way? Because that's something that I struggled with for years and years and years, is everybody always says, oh, find your purpose, find your why, and everything will be easy when to work towards it. Find this, find that. Okay, cool. That's great. Good story. Thanks for letting me know what I need. Another thing that I don't know how to do that I need to do in order to achieve my purpose. And I struggled with it forever. And I finally have gotten to a place in my life where I feel like I can recognize those things, and I feel like I'm comfortable and moving towards my purpose. And I feel like I know what that is, and that does help me get going in the morning, and it does drive me to take those next steps and to do something more. But how do you find that if you don't know what your purpose is? How do you find that if you don't know what your why is? How do you identify your why? And to me, it's the things that make you feel that way that you feel when you're on vacation. It's the things that make you feel that way when you're just with your friends and family and doing the things that you want to do. It doesn't have to be 100% all of the time, and it doesn't have to be only when you're relaxing. You can get that same feeling when you're doing your work, when you're doing things that are hard. It can give you that same sense. And that is how you'll be able to start identifying what your purpose is, what your why is. If you feel like you don't know what to focus on and what to do and what to turn your attention towards, and you wake up in the morning and you say, well, I wish that I felt like I had something to work towards today. I wish that I knew what made me feel that way in my heart and in my mind that let me know that this was my purpose and this is what I should be working for. I wish I had that. And I know because I felt that exact same thing for so long. And I now know that I don't have to. And I now know what that feels like and what to look for and what you should be looking for if you're in that situation are those things that make you feel like, yes, this is the life that I want to live. Draw or move towards the things that feel like you're alive, that feel like when you're on vacation that, hey, why do these things make me feel this way? It's because, yes, it's because I don't have responsibility and I don't have work, but I'm also with people that I care about. I'm doing things that matter to me. Maybe that's just cooking a big turkey dinner. Maybe that's not cooking a big turkey dinner and eating it. Maybe it's just being with people, being in situations that make you feel good, that make you feel right, that you don't have to be in that situation where, hey, maybe you don't have a great relationship with your family and you look at holidays as a torture. Hey, then don't spend more time doing that kind of thing. You know that that's not what makes you get that feeling inside of you that, yes, this is what I want to be doing. But if you take that time and maybe you take a big family vacation and maybe it's you go to Disney or maybe it's you go to the little town up the road to go look at Christmas lights or maybe you like to drive into the woods and look at leaves. That time of year has just passed. Or maybe you like to go up to the mountains and you like to see the first snow of the year. Or whatever those things are, you get that sense and you get that feeling of peace and joy and excitement inside of you. And whatever that comes from, it doesn't have to be the same thing for everybody. It doesn't have to be the traditional venue, the traditional path. But whatever those things are, start paying attention and listening in those moments where your mind isn't overriding everything that you're doing, where you start to see the little pieces that fall into place, where you say, oh, I like to be in this environment. I like to give this back. I like to have this around me. Whatever those things are that you can see when you're in those moments where you don't have that stress, you don't have that worry, you just feel good, that's when you need to start paying attention for what your thing is. What is your big thing? What is your big purpose? What is your big set of feelings that will help you and drive you and make you move forward? Maybe it's waking up in the morning and having coffee with your partner. Maybe it's getting home from work at night and maybe it's petting your dogs or maybe it's playing a game with your child. Whatever that thing is, you can be in that moment and be totally busy and totally wrapped up in whatever that thing is. But that will give you that feeling, that sense of where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. And you can let your subconscious mind run. You can let the back of your mind start to fill with thoughts about what would give me more of this. How can I get closer to this feeling? What are the things that I know that I need to be doing in this moment? And that's how you can find your purpose. That's how you can find your why. That's how you can move towards the things that really matter to you, is by stepping away from everything that you feel like you need to do, even if it's just for a short while, and spending a little bit more time and a little bit more time in those environments and areas and places that make you feel good, that make you just totally relax, that make you just look around you and say, wow, that is beautiful. Wow, I sure am lucky. Wow, this is great. I am blessed. I am fortunate today. This is incredible. I can't believe I had this opportunity. And whenever you're in those moments, listen. Listen to those moments. Listen to yourself in those moments. And don't be afraid to embrace it. Don't start to convince yourself that, no, this can't be all the time. This has to only be in short windows. Otherwise, I'll lose this high. I'll lose this rush. I won't feel as good about it. No, you can feel that good all the time or most of the time or even some of the time. You can move towards that. And that can be where you live. That can be what it's like every day if you just allow yourself to find your why and find your purpose and move towards it. And you're still going to have to work hard and it's still going to be hard days, but there will always be that sense inside of you that you're doing the things that make you feel the way that you want to feel, that make you live the way you want to live, that make you be the person that you want to be. And you can do that and you can find that, just like I've found that and many other people have found that around the world, by just stopping and listening to yourself, to the world around you, in those moments where you feel like you have the opportunity to do only the things that you want to do. So take some time. I hope you enjoyed your holidays. I hope you continue to enjoy this season. I hope you find time to relax and do the things that matter to you and spend time with people who matter to you, and take a few minutes to just be grateful for where you are and what you have, and be grateful for the opportunity to continue to pursue everything that you've ever wanted in your life. Have a great week.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.